All right, yeah, bumping in with a little Michael Jackson music into the 9 o'clock hour. I like it. Payne and Pendergast with you into the 9 o'clock hour we go. All right, I feel like for the last few weeks, the experts have been a little skeptical on the Astros. For a team that was the best team in baseball in the month of June, in all the various power rankings, they were kind of hanging around the back end of the top 10, you know, and it's not that that's horrible or anything like that.
It's they're trying to figure out what the hell it was all about.
That's probably a lot of it. Yes.
People are looking at the Astros the way that they look at crypto, which is like, all right, there's something there, but I'm not quite sure exactly if I believe in the foundation of it all.
Yeah.
And I can't quite wrap my head around it.
Yep.
So I'm going to set them off. I'm going to set the Astros and cryptocurrency off to the side.
Yes.
And just not, maybe not give it the attention that I should be.
Well,
because I just don't get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, now the experts are like, I want in on this crypto.
That's right, yeah.
And now they're in.
That's a scary time to be in on something.
It is.
When the masses get in on something, that's when you got to get a little nervous.
To wit, yeah. Losing 7-5 to a team that scored 15 runs in the last week and a half last night. So,
which is interesting if you look at who the Guardians just came off of playing, which is a team, the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah.
And the Tigers had to really work their butts off to beat the Guardians.
Yes.
they scored 4 runs combined in the first couple of games of that series. In the first 3 games of that series, mm-hmm. The Tigers scored 4 runs combined against the Guardians.
Yep.
And then they exploded in the final game. But it's makes me feel a little bit better that, okay, the Astros dropped one with Colton Gordon as the starting pitcher. They dropped one to the Guardians, but it's not like the Guardians lost 10 in a row, but it's not like they haven't been putting up a fight.
No. I mean, they were in the ALCS last year. They still got a lot of guys left over from that. It's baseball, so I'll write it off to that. Now, I will say this. If there's a trend here when it comes to the experts, and you're about to see it here, we're going to dig into some of the power rankings. In fact, we'll power rank the power rankings, which is what we do. Usually during football season, but it's fun now because the Astros are good. I'll credit Adam Wexler with this. He put a tweet up yesterday that the Astros are one of 7 teams, this is going into yesterday, with 52 or more wins on the season across baseball. They've played series versus the other six teams that are 52 or more wins. They've won all those series and have a total record of 15-3 against those other 6 teams. So that's promising. That's the Cubs and the Phillies, the Dodgers.
I mean, the entire NL, in the last 3 series versus those NL division leaders, they're 8-1 in those in those 9 games against division leaders in the NL.
Yep.
They've been very, very good against really good baseball teams.
They have. So let's see what the experts think of them as we power rank the power rankings. I've got 4 of them here. Yahoo, CBS, Fox, and USA Today. Not necessarily in that order. At number 4 on the power ranking of the power rankings, it is the good folks over at Yahoo Sports who have the Tigers number 1 and the Astros number 2.
Mm.
Number 2, they say this, capped off by a weekend sweep of the Dodgers in LA, the Astros have won 19 of their last 24 games, now 25 games. Hunter Brown, who earned his first All-Star nod on Sunday, has not allowed more than 2 earned runs in a start since May 21st. That's what's interesting. He hasn't allowed more than 2 earned runs in a start in a month and a half. And I feel like there's been a couple starts in there where he scuffled a little bit.
Yeah.
That's like in Colorado, he was talking about how he just wasn't getting the break on his curveball there because of the altitude. And so he kind of scuffled in that start. Scuffling for Hunter Brown is giving up 2 earned runs in a start. That's scuffling for him now, you know?
Right. Yeah, he ended up, and he went 6 innings in that game.
Right.
He gave up 2
it's
earned
a quality
runs.
Start.
So in that period, that was since when was that?
May 21st.
May 21st.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, he hasn't.
So he's gone. The last time he didn't go 6 innings was against Cleveland. When was that? That was in June 7th.
Yeah.
He went 5 1/3 innings.
Yeah.
And
gave up
1 earned run.
Yeah. So he's been amazing. So they're number 4, power ranking of the power rankings. Number 3, USA Today. USA Today says this about, well, they have them 2nd as well. USA Today has the Astros 2nd in Major League Baseball. It's crazy, man, to think that this is where they are after the start, the 18-18 start. They don't have much in the way of comments here on USA Today. It's very... The Astros are number two. Jose Altuve slams three home runs at Dodger Stadium, thrilling the locals. That's the entire analysis on the Astros. I'll take it. Anything with Jose Altuve. So they're number two. There are two.
By the way, though, this has annoyed me though too. In the Yahoo ranking, where they had the Tigers and then the Astros and then the Dodgers.
Yeah.
This mirrors what the Fox broadcast did on Saturday. People will not shut up about all the Dodgers injuries. So in this write up here, they lost Max Muncy to a knee injury, but Tyler Glasnow has been out, but he's expected to return, and Blake Snell as well. Right. You know, the Astros don't have Yordan Alvarez
or Pena.
The Astros didn't have Jeremy Pena in that series.
In that series, yeah.
The Astros have multiple starting pitchers still coming back from injuries. Yeah. But they're in the same damn boat. But the Dodgers who spend $120 million more than the Astros on their baseball team. Sure, the injuries matter, but can we at least mention the Astros in the same breath?
Yeah.
As a team that's surpassing the Dodgers while being just as injured?
I like this. This has been a petty Tuesday for me and you, and somehow you and I are finding a way to garner disrespect from a ranking that has the Astros number two in baseball.
Yeah, ahead of the Dodgers.
Ahead of
and
the Dodgers.
And yet still making excuses for the Dodgers.
Disrespect.
In these write-ups, they're basically saying, well, I guess we have to put the Astros here.
That's
but
right.
Did you know that there's multiple injuries from the Dodgers
on the
Dodgers? Yeah, I get it. I get it. You guys wouldn't shut up about it on the national broadcast.
I'm so glad I didn't have to see that.
You mentioned the Astros injuries once that I could count it because I started keeping a count.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, they mentioned the Dodgers injuries at least 17 times so far.
Yeah.
And once, like through the fourth inning or so, what's his name there? The pitcher said, oh, yeah, and you know,
Smoltz.
The Astros have a lot. So, yeah, thank you, Smoltz. Have a lot of injuries as well.
Even the CBS, so we're power ranking the power rankings for the Astros. Yahoo and USA Today had them second in baseball. We moved to CBSSports.com. Which, before the rankings, they've got several paragraphs on the Los Angeles Dodgers. And they'll get to the rankings here in just a second. But they've dealt with a bunch of injuries, notably to their rotation. This is them describing the Dodgers. They're starting to get healthier there, and more help is on the way. Certainly looks like they'll be a force moving forward. How much of a balance should their potential weigh right now when we have 91 games of a sample so far? So they're kind of debating over who do we put at the top of the rankings here. They've got several paragraphs on the Tigers. They've got several paragraphs on the Astros, and I'm skimming it here to see if they mention anything. Credit them. If we're going to mention the Dodgers getting healthier in the rotation after dealing with injuries, what about the Astros? They have six starting pitchers on the injured list right now. Now, there's zero mention of Yordan Alvarez in here. Zero. But at the end of the day, the Astros are number one in the CBSSports.com power rankings.
They are?
They're number one.
Oh, okay. They do the run. I was scrolling down the article. They mentioned the Astros third, so I was confused about that.
Yep, the rankings are right below that.
Yeah. You know, the one point that they make in this rundown, too, is where they have the Astros above the Tigers, is the Tigers have had the 25th toughest schedule, where the Astros are 16th, which you tend to find with the teams with the good records, partly because the You've beat a lot of those teams. So,
correct.
But the Dodgers have had an easier schedule than the Astros.
Yeah, the paragraph they have in the actual rankings part of this article, the Astros only have 24 games remaining against teams currently with a record of 500 or better, and six of those are against the Red Sox, who are only a game over 500 right now. We've pointed that. We haven't been the only ones to point that out, but we actually went very granularly through the schedule at one point over the last couple of weeks. It's crazy. I know slightly scary for some of you that are afraid the Astros are going to play down to the level of these teams. Give me the easy schedule versus the hard schedule. I'll take that. That's just fine. Because they've proven themselves against the hard teams. You know, there's nothing. They have nothing to prove against the hard teams right now. They've done their job against the hard teams.
Yeah, they've done their job against the hard teams, yet you also realize that there's an entire second half of the season to play. And if you start squandering opportunities versus bad teams, then things can get rough real quick, especially if the Mariners figure out how to actually deliver on their promises at times.
Yep.
The fact that Tremel got a three-run homer, and the fact that, by and large, you had a lot of minor leaguers playing in a game against a bad baseball team, but it was a competitive game, that you're going to lose some of those.
Yeah.
When you Colton Gordon, Brandon Walter, Gusto, like these guys are not going to consistently deal. Not everybody is Charlie Morton.
That's right.
You know, that comes in and transforms himself into an all-star caliber pitcher just because he goes through the Astros car wash. You're going to have nights like that, but I'm not overly concerned about it.
No. Number one on the power ranking of the power rankings, Fox Sports. Fox Sports, who does the – I probably should have put him at two for this, but they do the annoying thing where they start with the crappiest teams and you have to scroll all the way down. They should make Rocky fans scroll all the way down. I shouldn't have to go through this manual labor of flipping my mouse to go find the Astros all the way at the bottom of the article because they are number one.
Mm.
Should be at the top, not the bottom of the article. All
it's right? one of the benefits you get of being a fan of a good team is that you don't have to scroll or hit Command F on
things. It should be. Here's what they say about the Astros, Seth. Since dropping 2 of 3 to the Rays from May 19th to the 21st, the Astros are 30-11. This is as of a couple days ago. 30-11 and haven't lost a series. They have the most wins and the best winning percentage against teams over 500 in MLB. And they are, this is the big one, they're 18-8 in one-run games. I guess if that would be the one thing maybe that if I'm nervous about the second half of the season is that is something that tends to even out a little bit. I think this team has a knack for it. Do they have an 18-8 knack for it over the course of a full season? I don't know. But they are really good with two outs, and they are really good late in games. And their bullpen is, by and large, nails, especially the guys that matter in the bullpen. The guys who are going to be in there when you're leading a game by a run, have been outstanding all-star caliber all season long. Except for a couple hiccups with Abreu. But other than that, he's been great lately. They finish, and they say this, a testament to the strength of the back end of their bullpen, that one-run game record they have. That they're doing all this without Yordan Alvarez, thank you, is the most miraculous. I am shocked how little that gets mentioned by people, that Yordan Alvarez not only has been out since May 2nd, but when he was playing, he wasn't good. It's not like Yordan had an 1100 OPS through the first month of the season, and then he goes out, like it's been in other seasons when he gets the oblique and he's their best hitter. Like he wasn't good when he was out there. Like they have played the entire season without the Yordan Alvarez that they signed up for.
They may as well have traded away Yordan Alvarez in the offseason
for nothing.
The Astros are, so put that in the headline. They're doing this without Bregman. They're doing this without Tucker, and they're doing this after having traded away Yordan. It's incredible.
It's incredible. Why did Dana Brown trade him away? I don't know, but they're winning.
We had a moment, by the way, speaking of trading away good players.
Yeah.
With Bajani, I forgot to talk to him about this afterwards. Because it was one of those moments where, you know, sometimes where if you correct me on a baseball thing, I kind of look at it as like, oh, that's a word of God and I must be wrong here. I had mentioned something about Jeremy Pena potentially getting traded. And a couple minutes later, Bajani said, oh, well, you know, hey, wait a second. I think somebody might have misunderstood something you said earlier, Seth, or it was the way you phrased it. Listen, Jeremy Pena isn't going anywhere. He's under contract for 2 more years. And I'm like, okay. Because in my mind, I'm like, I must have screwed something up here or something. And afterwards, I thought, no, this is the whole Kyle Tucker dynamic that we talked about.
He just
hired Scott Boras as his agent.
Yeah.
But he said it so emphatically that I kind of just shut up because I figured I must be having a bad brain day.
And I didn't hear the segment, but I don't think you meant he was getting traded at the trade deadline or anything.
No. And that's what I thought. I said, well, right, but he's got 2 years left on his contract. Sean was saying that, like, no, he's definitely not getting traded ever. And I just don't. I'll have to talk to Sean about it.
I would be surprised.
Sean Bajani.
No, like I said, I didn't hear the segment. I would be surprised if he seems like a guy that they would ride it out with all the way to the end, like they did with Correa. Tucker, they knew they weren't going to live in that contract. Like Bregman, at least the two sides were talking. You know, Correa, the two sides were talking. I think the Astros looked at Tucker and said, there's never going to be a conversation that we have because Kyle Tucker wants 10 years.
I would say unlikely that they trade him in the final year of
our. Definitely not out of the question.
But I'd say better than average chance that he's not going to be here in 2028.
Yeah, long term.
I would say if I had to gamble on it, I would bet that he plays 2027 for the Astros.
Yes.
But that also he's not going to be here in 2028. 100%
with you. Yep. That's where I'm at on it as well. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. It's funny, we have a text. What are your guys' thoughts on Cam Whitmore? Once you're done talking about the Astros, what's your thoughts on Cam Whitmore getting traded? Funny you should bring that up, Texter. We've got some Rafael Stone audio loaded up for the next segment. So let's do that. We've got Rafael Stone. He talks about Cam Whitmore, talks about unloading Jalen Green, Clint Capella coming back. Let's hear from the Rockets GM, who has been on a heater of his own this offseason. We will do that coming up next.